You are Locked On Raiders, your daily Oakland Raiders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome to another episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast, New Year's Eve edition. Your boy Q here with you as always at your boy Q254 is how you can find me on Twitter. And of course, on that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Need to take care of some business before we get into today's podcast. And first thing first, I apologize for no episodes on Thursday and Friday of last week. Crazy busy last week. And that's no excuse not to get it done, but it's just going to have to work. I mean, it's just that thing. It is what it is. Not able to knock it out. I said earlier in the week that it was going to be a crazy, hectic week. Thought I'd be able to knock out a couple episodes in the hotel lobby with my cell phone like I was able to do on Wednesday, but it just was not able to happen. So I apologize for no Thursday and no Friday episodes, but between covering the damn bowl game, the Texas Bowl between Baylor and Vanderbilt all week last week in Houston, and then all of a sudden had to transition from Houston to Dallas, well, actually Arlington, to cover the Cotton Bowl on Saturday. I'm trying to tell you, Raider Nation, your boy has been on the move. So that's that. Now to the matter at hand, what we all came here for, which is obviously the Raiders. And the Raiders end 2018 very lackluster, very womp-womp-womp type, 35-3 to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, we'll definitely get into the game here in segment number one of the Locked On Raiders podcast. In segment number three, I'm actually going to have a bunch of calls that I've accumulated since Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and some earlier today, Monday morning. I'll have some of those calls, probably about four or five of those calls, try to get those all in just to get Raiders Nation's thoughts on not only the game, but also the announcement of Mike Mayock being named the GM for the Oakland Raiders. And I'll have a lot of conversation on Mike Mayock in segment number two because, one, I think that that is a very good hire. I'll tell you that first and foremost. And in segment number two, I'll tell you why. So that's coming up then. Right now, though, I want to address the last game of the season, game 16 of the 2018 season that Raider Nation, I know, was not very memorable at all. The Raiders lose to the Kansas City Chiefs 35-3. Now, I know, look, going into the game, I didn't feel great about the Raiders' chances against Kansas City in a game that Kansas City really wanted to have so they could lock up that number one spot. So I already knew that it was going to be a tough outing for the Raiders. But to lose in the fashion that they did, the style that they did, to own the time of possession like they did and still only be able to put 3 points up on the board, just shoot themselves in the foot time and time and time again, that was what was frustrating for me. It wasn't the fact that the Chiefs put up 35 points because, well, that was expected. Remember what happened the first time the Raiders played the Chiefs? Yeah, they put up a ton of points then too. But the Raiders were firing back and they were scoring with them. In this game, they put up 3 points on a 50-yard Daniel Carlson field goal, and that was it. That was it. And they had multiple opportunities to get into the red zone and find ways to score, and all they did is shoot themselves in the foot time and time again. Interception, fumble, interception, fumble. I mean, it was just one thing after the other. I mean, four turnovers. Are you kidding me? Like, you cannot do that. You absolutely cannot do that. And again, there was three turnovers in the first time the Raiders played the Chiefs. It was three fumbles, one by each of the running backs, DeAndre Washington, Jalen Richard, and also by Doug Martin. This time, Doug Martin gets things started with a fumble. Derek Carr throws an interception that was just like, what in the world was that? Jared Cook had a lot to do with that. Then Derek Carr fumbles again. He fumbles while he was being sacked, and then he throws another interception. I mean, just those turnovers are things that you can control. Now, you can't control an interception that's just a really good play, but those interceptions weren't really good plays. They were bad passes from Derek Carr, and especially on the one to Jared Cook, bad play by Jared Cook, not knowing what he was actually doing. And I could tell immediately from the play And I don't know why there's a lot of confusion. Immediately looking at the play, you could tell Jared Cook thought it was a run play. He did not think that there was a pass coming his way because he actually stood there like most wide receivers do when they're about to block. The only problem is he didn't block. If he had engaged and actually blocked, then maybe it's not an interception. But you could tell he thought it was a run play, even though it was, what, four wide, five wide, and no running back on the field. Either way, he clearly blew it and was in some other land. He wasn't in Kansas City on that play, and that caused Derek Carr's first interception. But to that credit, Derek Carr shouldn't have thrown the ball either. Obviously, it's a timing play, and obviously you got to get the ball out of your hand quickly. And with one guy single covered on that side of the field, yeah, that's where you want to go with. That's technical, smart football. But also, when you see that, and you see he's not looking, and that he's like not even in the play, not engaged doing anything, don't throw the ball. Worst come to worst, eat it. I mean, you already been sacked 50-something times this season anyway. What's another sack going to do? Eat the ball. Don't turn the ball over, throw a pick six. So that was on Jared Cook a lot, but it was also on Derek Carr for making the bad pass. He shouldn't have made that pass. Ultimately, the Raiders shouldn't have lost the game 35-3. Doug Martin had 100 yards of rushing. Jordy Nelson had 78 yards receiving. I mean, the time of possession was all for the Raiders. You know, the only thing Kansas City was doing was scoring on quick plays. You know, Tyreek Hill getting behind the defensive backs and the safeties. Carl Joseph was in la-la land on one play. I had no idea who he was trying to defend. That wasn't even a Tyreek Hill touchdown. That was another guy's touchdown. But it's just one of those situations where you come off that big win Monday night against the Broncos, even if you take that L in Kansas City, because, look, most of us expected them to lose that game anyway. You just don't lose that way. That's what I had the biggest problem with. Not mad at the loss because, look, the Raiders season has been pretty terrible. You know, they end up now 4-12. Fine, I get it. Even a win wouldn't have saved the day or anything, wouldn't have made the season all that better. Still would have been a crap season. But you got to have a better – you got to play a little bit better than that. Coming off that high, which was the victory Monday night against Denver, to that lull right there is just blah. It's just absolutely awful. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the game. I know a lot of Raider fans don't want to spend a lot of time on the game. Obviously, your thoughts will be heard on the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line that I'll be playing in segment number 3 at 707-654-4693. So I got some calls. Some will be talking about the game, and others will just be talking about the Raiders in general. But that's the good thing. The season is over, and now it's time to get down to business. What we've been talking about all season long, we've been talking about the Raiders have 3 first-round draft picks in 2019. Who knows where they're going to be picking? Well, we know for a fact their pick will be number 4 overall. Not sure where they'll be picking as far as the Cowboys go or where they'll be picking as far as the Bears go, but we do know their pick is number 4 overall. So we can already start to kind of think about who would line up, who would be a good person at number 4 overall, because that's what the talk is going to be now. From here on out, it's going to be the draft, it's going to be free agency, it's going to be guys that are on the team right now that are coming back, guys that are on the team right now that aren't coming back. All that has to be decided. All these decisions have to be made. And look, I know Derek Carr, I told you already, I believe he has all 2019 as the starting quarterback. Well, the draft is not looking that good for quarterbacks. I mean, it just isn't. The quarterback class is not looking that good. So I will say, not that I think this is going to happen, but I will say, just as a warning, if someone comes at John Gruden and now Mike Mayock as the GM of the Raiders and they say, hey, we got a first-round draft pick, or we got a first and a second, or they give them some kind of offer that is outrageous for Derek Carr, the quarterback, he could possibly be traded. Not saying he's going to be, and this is not reporting anything. I'm just saying because of the draft class is really weak with quarterbacks, now that Justin Herbert has decided to stay at Oregon, the draft class does not look very sexy right now. Not a lot of so-called franchise guys in the draft. So I'm just throwing that out there. In the season of needing to rebuild, in the season of needing to get a lot of talent in there, and with Mike Mayock in there now, and he's going to obviously get started right away as far as talent evaluation goes for the draft, if a team comes at the Raiders with, like, the Jaguars and say, hey, man, we'll take that quarterback off your hands, we'll give you our first-round pick, and we'll give you this as well, the trigger could be pulled. Again, not saying I'm rooting for that, not saying I'm wanting that. I believe Derek Carr gets 2019 to prove his worth to John Gruden and now Mike Mayock. But don't be surprised if you start hearing rumors like that, because this draft class is really, really weak. And again, I mentioned a couple times, Mike Mayock will be assisting John Gruden in the upcoming draft. Why is that? Because as of this morning, he has been named the GM of the Raiders. I think it's great. I know there's been a lot of back and forth. Some folks poo-pooing on it on Twitter. And again, Twitter is not the end-all, be-all. I know social media is something that we judge a lot of things by, but it is not the end-all, be-all. I like Mike Mayock for a lot of different reasons, and I'm going to tell you about him next, coming up in segment number two of the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, welcome back into segment number two of the Locked On Raider podcast here on this New Year's Eve. Hopefully everyone has a very safe and happy New Year's. Be whatever you do out there in the streets tonight, make sure you're safe. Make sure you're safe. One more time, make sure you're safe. It's your boy Q, at your boy Q254 on Twitter. You ever want to hit me up, you can. Matter of fact, I got hit up just a matter of fact a minute ago by Michael Mooney at Blind Athlete on Twitter. He hit me up and said, hey, what happened to the Locked On Raiders podcast? Currently working on it right now, brother. Currently working on it right now. Going to get it up again. That goes back to why I didn't have an episode on Thursday and Friday of last week. Again, I apologize for that. Just got caught up in all the work I had to do covering all these bowl games. And don't feel sorry for me. I'm covering football games, all right? I was at the Texas Bowl and the Cotton Bowl. It doesn't get too much better than that. So don't feel sorry for me. But just know that your boy was very overworked last week. And it is okay. It's a good overwork. So anyway, back to the podcast. Back to the what we came here for, the Raiders. And also for the fact that Mike Mayock is now the new GM taking over for Reggie McKenzie. He is the new GM of the Raiders. My thoughts on it, as soon as I heard it. Matter of fact, on Sunday when I started hearing rumors that they had actually interviewed him, and then to know that he was at the game in Kansas City, I kind of had that feeling like, okay, this is going to get done. And why wouldn't it get done? Mike Mayock is a work junkie. Mike Mayock is that kind of guy that dives into it and just spends hours on top of hours on top of hours evaluating. Who does that sound like? John Gruden, the same thing. These two guys, they have similar work ethics. And that is never a bad thing. That kind of work ethic is never a bad thing. Now, the problem is you can't have that work ethic and then get stuff wrong. You got to have that work ethic and get things right. And this is a very important draft for the Raiders. So to know that this is done and taken care of and it's not going to linger on any longer is great. Because now it is full go. I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of scouting going on anyway, but it is full go as of right now. Before 2019, the Raiders do have a new GM in place, a guy that can talent evaluate like the best of them. And I know this for a fact only because I love the NFL draft so much, and my job at ESPN Central Texas, I'm always the guy in charge of covering the draft. So I'm always doing stuff like listening to the two-hour teleconference with Mike Mayock, just talking players that are in the draft and what he sees in them and where he values them and where he thinks that they could be ranked. And, you know, a lot of folks have already hit up Twitter and said, you know, Mike Mayock said that Khalil Mack was the best person in that 2014 draft, even though the Texans went and drafted Jadeveon Clowney. He said Khalil Mack would be the best player and should go number one overall. He was right about that. Now, there's other things that Mike Mayock has said that have been wrong. You know, others have said, or other times he said stuff about like Blaine Gabbert being better than Cam Newton. Well, we all know that that's not true. But look, guys hit and guys miss. It doesn't matter. There's guys that I look at, and I'm not claiming to be a talent evaluator, but there's guys I look at, I'm like, man, that's a no doubter, surefire guy who's going to hit in the NFL. And then he turns out to be crap. And then there's guys that I see, and I'm like, man, that dude's going to be the man, and I end up being right. It's a crapshoot. It's very, very difficult. But the one thing about Mike Mayock is this dude spends endless hours just studying these guys. So what I love about this, and I've already had pushback from me saying on Twitter that I loved it, what I love about this is that he's going to help John Gruden immensely in the draft, which is the most important part of building a team. Yes, free agency is good. Yes, retaining your own guys is great. But it all starts and it all ends in the draft. If you can get and hit on the guys in the draft, that is how you build your core team. Now, free agency just kind of fills a hole here or a hole there. It's basically like duct tape, and we all know duct tape doesn't last long. So what you do is you build your core team through the draft. And there was, if you look back in 2018, there was some quality guys that the Raiders drafted, and then there was some question marks that the Raiders drafted. And we still obviously have to see how it all plays out. But ultimately, that's how you build it. You build your core through the draft. And if Mike Mayock was on the Raiders roster in 2018, I guarantee that draft would have looked a lot different. Not saying that John Gruden and company didn't get some quality players. Mo Hurst is a quality player. PJ Hall, I think, is going to be a quality player. Brandon Parker was a reach. We all know that. Colton Miller, I still think, is a reach, even though it was a necessity. It was almost like you drafted the best player available in a spot of need. And that's not always how you're supposed to do it, but I know a lot of teams do it that way. I mean, if you think about it, if the Raiders didn't have Colton Miller, if they didn't have a starting left tackle, Derek Carr, who was sacked 50-something times this year anyway, would have been sacked like his brother David Carr 70-something times. Probably had an NFL record. So, and then you want to talk about a dude who's shell-shocked. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like the Colton Miller pick because I wanted Derwin James, and we all know Derwin James is a stud. But Colton Miller was a guy that was obviously needed. So we could always debate that, and it's always gonna, they're always going to be judged with each other who had the better career at two different positions that are way different. You got to build that offense and defensive line. I get it. But, you know, in my heart, Derwin James is always going to have a soft spot. You know what I mean? I'm always going to be like, damn it, that was the one that got away. And we all know about that. I don't have to get into that conversation. So I just think that with Mike Mayock knowing these guys and evaluating these guys as well as he does, and I mean, he has his big board built. I mean, he always does. And he is my most entertaining guy. And I know he's coming from television, and so you can't just, oh, well, he's from television, he's not going to know what he's doing. No, I mean, he's an absolute stud, and I think he's a guy that'll provide enough pushback with John Gruden, a guy that Gruden respects. There couldn't be a guy in there that Gruden didn't respect because it wasn't going to get done. I think he'll be able to have enough pushback and say, yeah, John, you know what? Brandon Parker probably shouldn't. We shouldn't take him probably in the third round. We might want to wait. He'll be there in the fifth. If we want to get him, that's fine, but he'll probably be there in the fifth if we can get him. Just a voice of reason that he actually respects and listens to. You know how it is, man. When a new guy comes in, they always want to have their own guys in there. Mike Mayock is going to put everything into it. Yes, concerns. First time in the front office. Totally get it. But the Raiders still have their contract guys. They have their contract and their cap guys, which they had with Reggie too. And that's one of the things that we gave Reggie, and I gave Reggie a lot of credit for, with the great contracts that he wrote. Guess what? The Raiders still have those guys. They just don't have Big Reg, and they don't have some of his scouting department. So that's fine. Mike Mayock, as long as he puts his heart and soul into the draft, I believe the Raiders are in a good position. And this draft is so critical for the Raiders' success. This draft, again, I'll repeat, is so critical. With at least three first-round draft picks. They have at least three first-round draft picks. We don't know how this whole offseason is going to shake out. We don't know what's going to happen. But I guarantee you, the Raiders are open for business. So if a team comes calling, they're going to listen to every single thing that is on their phone line. Every single team that calls their phone line, they're going to listen to, because they have a lot of holes to fill, and they have some pretty good capital to do it with. They got a lot of draft picks, and they got a lot of cap space. Gruden's job, in my opinion, is to go out and find those free agents that can fit his system and go. You know, whether it be a Le'Veon Bell, and I'm not keen on that. We all know that's a lot of money. If it's a Le'Veon Bell that he thinks could take it over the top, take them over top, then so be it. Whatever it's going to be, you know what I mean? That's really his job as far as I'm concerned. Go out and find those guys that will be the players that he can fit into his system that he will appreciate and be able to get the most out of. And then Mike Mayock's job is to get the best guys, build the best board for the Raiders to draft moving forward. I'm very interested to see what they will do with Tom Cable in that offensive line. Will Tom Cable stick around? That's a very big question that still needs to be answered, because that will tell you all that you need to know as far as the draft goes as well. If Cable's still going to be around, what they're going to look for in offensive linemen are guys that are a little bit leaner, guys that are a little bit more athletic, so similar to Colton Miller, similar to Brandon Parker, instead of the guys that are more stout and more strong and could be like power blockers. A guy that I think is a dark horse to potentially be a Raider draft pick is Jonah Williams out of Alabama, the offensive lineman, the tackle. And I don't know if the Raiders would want to put him on the left side and put Colton Miller on the right, or put him on the right and keep Colton Miller on the left. I don't know. But again, a lot of it's going to have to do with Tom Cable. Does he return in 2019? I hope not. I really don't. And I don't root for people to get fired, but Tom Cable is a guy that I hope does not return in 2019. We will see. That question needs to be answered for the Raiders to know what kind of direction they're going to be going in the draft in 2019. So once that is evaluated and taken care of, then you can really move forward. I'm sure that's being worked on as we speak right now. So Mike Mayock, I love the fact that they hired him. I think he's a great talent evaluator. Yes, he's a first-time front office guy. I get it. But look, everybody was a first time at one time, right? John Gruden didn't have a head coaching job at one time, and then Al Davis made him a first-time head coach. I mean, everyone gets their start somewhere. And we didn't really think. I wanted Scott McLuhan to be the guy. I wanted him to be the GM for the Raiders, but we all knew that was a long shot. And then he came out and said he wasn't interested in that time, even though he has respect for the Raiders. Just think that power struggle wouldn't have worked out well. John Gruden and Scott McLuhan, that's just too much power in the same room, and just probably wouldn't have worked out. So this is a good opportunity for Mike Mayock to make a name of it for himself. And it's also a good opportunity for John Gruden to prove that, hey, I can get this done. I can get this done. I bring in the right guys, and we can get it done together and get this team back where it needs to go. So it's a big opportunity. Again, they have a team. They have a cap guy. They have a contract guy. So Mayock doesn't have to do all of that. So those concerns, I get it, but just let it play out. Let it play out. I believe that Mike Mayock's going to have the stones and the goods to be able to get this done. I'm very excited about this. And again, he's going to have some misses. I mean, just the first time that he misses, don't scream and yell at the top of the mountaintop that, oh my God, this is the worst ever. No, it's not going to be that way. It's just he's going to have misses. He's going to have hits. We'll see what happens. But just know that at least that's Gruden's guy, and they're going to be working together. And there's not going to be all that speculation and all that conversation that we heard throughout the 2018 season that Gruden and Reggie's guys don't even meet in the same room and they don't even communicate with each other. At least they'll all be on the same page. It's called continuity, and it's something that every team needs. So the Mike Mayock hiring, in my book, is a great book. I'm going to miss him being on NFL Network doing his draft evaluation. I'm going to miss his two-hour conference call that I get every year, because that's really, I mean, that really starts breaking it down for me as far as, you know, who I would like to see the Raiders draft and see other teams draft as well. But again, now he's working with my favorite team, so I'm good with that. So I give the Mike Mayock hiring two thumbs up. I know that you may have your own opinion on that, and that's fine. 707-654-4693. That is the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. You can share your thoughts with me there, or you can hit me up on Twitter at your boy Q254. Matter of fact, speaking of the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, going to hear some thoughts off that voicemail line coming up next in segment number three of the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, welcome back, Raider Nation, to Locked On Raiders podcast, segment number three on this New Year's Eve. I am your boy Q, at your boy Q254 on Twitter. Going to get into some calls straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line in this segment, 707-654-4693. Before I do that, though, the news just broke about the Raiders and the 49ers will be coaching in the Senior Bowl. That means John Gruden, Raiders head coach, and Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers head coach, will get to coach the draft prospects in the upcoming Senior Bowl. It's coming up next month. Very, very important right there. That is a very quick jump start on getting some of these guys in there and being able to figure out who you want on your team and who you don't want on your team, getting that opportunity to actually coach those guys for a week. The game's not important. It's always the practices. And I'll always refer back to the fact that Derek Carr, he was a Senior Bowl guy. The Raiders coaching staff, they worked with him at the Senior Bowl, and so they got him in. Now, I know a lot of Raider Nation are like, well, God, well, there you go. Shouldn't have had him on after they met with him at the Senior Bowl. And a lot of Raider Nation will say, okay, hey, that made a lot of good sense right there. And it does. Again, it gives these coaching staffs a jump on the draft process, basically. It's like having them in for a visit without having them in for a visit. So I'm pretty excited about that. John Gruden and Kyle Shanahan will coach the draft prospects in next month's Senior Bowl. That is the news that just broke as of a few minutes ago. So, yeah, good thing we're recording the podcast a little bit later in the afternoon instead of early in the morning like I usually do. Now, let's get into some calls straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Could be talking about a variety of different subjects. It doesn't matter. It's all on you, Raider Nation, 707-654-4693. Going to start things off with my man James in KC talking about the game that he was at, talking about the folks that he was with, Raider Nation representing. Also, he's talking about Mike Mayock as a GM, wants to know my thoughts. I'm sure if he heard segment number two, he knows my thoughts, but he does want to hear your thoughts, Raider Nation, 707-654-4693. Here's James in KC.
Morning, Q. This is James in KC. Just wanted to chat in with you after the game yesterday. Yesterday here in Kansas City, was at the game. Raider faithful were out in abundance. Had a whole crew out of Oklahoma, the 918. So if any of you guys are on the podcast, great job showing up and supporting Raider Nation and repping. We got into the game, got to watch a lot of the pregame stuff. And then the game started, and pretty much it was over with. Not a whole lot of good came out of yesterday's game. However, I will say that thank God the season is over with, and now we can start the off season and start our rebuilding. News broke this morning about Mike Mayock becoming our general manager. Want to know what the thoughts are of Raider Nation. Seeing on Twitter, quite a few people think it's a good hire. I'm not sure. Don't know enough about him other than what he does out on his mock drafts and stuff. I would like to hear everybody, including you, Q, chime in and give their opinion. Keep up the faith, Raider Nation. We will be back. We will be strong. We will be victorious. One other word, Chiefs fucking suck. I'm out.
Good stuff right there from James at KC. Now, my man Raider Ray, he's on vacation in Florida. He's talking about the news about Mike Mayock being the GM in Oakland, and he shares his thoughts on it.
Hey, Q, this is Raider Ray calling from Florida on vacation. And I just want to call and say that Mike Mayock got hired as the Raiders' next general manager. I think that it's a great move. It fits perfectly for what the Raiders are doing. You know, we need a GM, obviously, John Gruden. And we need a guy that can evaluate talent, and Mike Mayock is one of the best. With that being said, we also need to find someone that can work out contracts. Obviously, don't know how well Mayock can do that. He hasn't spent time with an organization in a front office, and he's only been a player in the NFL as a defensive back. With that being said as well, I think that this will work out very well for both sides, and it's smart to get this done early. Obviously, not a lot of GMs want it to come to the Raiders for the obvious fact of trying to get power between Gruden and obviously a GM. So let's just see how this works out. I think it's going to work out great. All right, Raider Nation, let's do it day one.
Raider Ray, enjoy your vacation, brother. I know Florida must be nice right now, so I'm not mad at that. Now, going to my next call from my man WAP, talking about the game and sharing his frustrations about the way that the Raiders performed.
What up, Q? It's WAP. Well, another lackluster performance. Do a good game. The next one, just play like total dog shit, and that's what they do. Oh, I'm just so sick of it. The bat up and down, just stay consistent. Jesus, you know, we have an opportunity to really screw some shit up, but all we do is go back to being, you know, the laughing stock of the NFL every single time. You do one, do well one game, do shit the next game. Derek Carr throwing that football to Cook was just, on both of them, bonehead moves, bonehead throw, bonehead, just bonehead, bonehead. I mean, God, that was ugly play. The fumbles, ugh. I just don't get it. You know, like, how do you do this pathetic? How do they do that? How do you manage to be this pathetic? I just don't understand. I love this team. I hope anyone thinks that just because I'm criticizing, I don't love them. I love this team. I'm just fed up with all the bullshit. Flop out.
There's my man WAP right there, a little frustrated. You can hear it in his voice. I mean, WAP is always a frequent caller of the Locked On Raider podcast and always has a lot of emotions that he likes to share, and I love it, man. Raw emotion is great, so thank you very much for that call, WAP. Monster Mash, Ken in New York, haven't heard from him in a minute. He basically summed that up and summed up the whole season, shared his thoughts on the upcoming draft and free agents. A lot of good stuff from Monster Mash Ken in New York. Here he is.
Cute. This is Monster Mash Ken from New York. Haven't heard from you. I haven't heard from you for a while. Sorry about that. Not much worth calling in when the season kind of unfolded the way it did. But you know what? I just wanted to say thanks for always putting out a good podcast. And it's guys like you and other podcasters out there that keep us fans and in the know and to stay away from the mainstream media who just kind of just cuts us up and the Raiders just make the Ravens look bad. I mean, you saw it clear tonight as the commentators were just trashing our team. But you know what? We didn't do anything to prove them wrong. We played like garbage this last game. It's a tall order to go into Kansas City and get a win, especially when Kansas City's trying to play for that home field advantage through the playoffs, and they're playing with probably the MVP and just a high-powered offense. Their defense sucks, and we just couldn't capitalize on it. Carr just throwing some bad passes there and some miscommunications, and Martin dropping the ball and we just dropping the ball on some of those easy interceptions. It is what it is. On to 2019. I can't stress this enough for the Raider Nation. Just don't get your heart set on one particular player in the draft. Have options that you're hoping for in that fourth pick. I think it's the fourth pick we're going to have. I personally like Clemson's Pharrell. I think we need that defensive end, that opposite player for Arden Key, and then you got Hurst, and then PJ Hall in the middle there. But we'll see what happens. You know, we'll see what we do in free agency as well. Definitely 100% need some playmakers on offense, some speed. We need some speed. I would not be mad if we went after Le'Veon Bell. I really wouldn't. Anyway, God bless you, and I hope your 2019 is well and treats you well and your health is well. Keep putting out great podcasts every week, and I look for or every day, and I look forward to listening to them. And we'll catch you next year, buddy. Hopefully, you can make it to New York. We play the Jets, and you know, I'll treat you to a nice beer out in the tailgate. Take care, brother. God bless. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, brother, too. Hope you're in good health. And definitely, if I get to New York, I'm going to definitely hit you up at some point, and we'll have to hang out, have a couple beers here and there. So, again, appreciate that call. Now, going back to Cali, Richard from Stockton. His thoughts on the game, thoughts on the running backs, Doug Martin, Jalen Richard. Talked about Jared Cook as well. And also letting Cook walk. Interesting stuff right here from Richard in Stockton.
What's up, Q? This is Richard from Stockton. I'm just calling. Just finished watching that horrible last game. Couple thoughts. Carr's not the problem. I know he had the two interceptions, but Doug Martin with his third fumble. Jalen Richard has had two fumbles and like 60 carries this year. The backs are horrible. They need running back bad. I don't care if it's Le'Veon Bell or a draft pick. They need to upgrade there. Jared Cook quitting on the route in the first quarter which resulted in pick six. I don't believe that first interception was on Carr. The second one was, but, it's just been a horrible year. Carr was bound to throw some bad passes eventually. So, my thoughts are, I think Carr played well overall. Raiders running backs are horrible. They really desperately need to upgrade there. Except Le'Veon Bell will sign, then should sign him, because that will improve the team more than any other position. And Jared Cook, man, let that dude walk. I mean, you can't have those types of mental lapses. I mean, that guy did good for a bad team this year, but he's not a good tight end. I don't really care what the numbers say. That guy has made a lot of bad decisions and bad plays, and he's padded his stats this year. But I don't like that guy. That's all, man. This is disgusting, but. We got next year, we got 2-3 first round picks, so let's go get it.
Good stuff from my man Richard. Now, a man that I haven't heard from in a minute, P.E. in North Carolina. He's actually going back a minute, talking about the Nathan Peterman signing. He didn't call in right when that happened. He kind of sat on it for a minute. So he gave his thoughts on that, gave his thoughts on the upcoming draft, the process, names of guys that are coming up, potential draft picks, and who they might be and how different parts of Raider Nation might know who these guys are better than some. Here's P.E. in North Carolina's thoughts.
Hey, what up, Q? P.E. from North Carolina. Yeah, man, I want to comment on the Nathan Peterman signing. I didn't comment on it when it first happened. But, look, Nathan Peterman is garbage. He was garbage when he was at Pitt. He's been garbage ever since he's been in the NFL. And if he's on the roster next year, then that's a problem for us. I'd rather pay the extra money and keep A.J. McCarron. At least, I think he's probably better than Peterman. But something I was going to bring up, I was going to wait to the end of the season, but I'll go ahead and do it now. Look, I live in North Carolina. I'm a Tar Heel fan, Q, so I watch a lot of ACC football. Not only the Tar Heels, but I watch teams that play the Tar Heels. So going forward, man, as we move into the offseason, during the draft process, we're going to hear a lot of names come up with guys that, like, for example, Marcel Aitman. I didn't know anything about Marcel Aitman because I really don't get a chance to see him. But you knew about him because you're in Texas. So, all of our callers, man, from different areas, if they got insight on, particular draft prospects that are in their area, I would love to hear the callers' prospect on those guys. I mean, the callers' opinions on those guys. And like I said, I'm in ACC country, so I keep a pretty good handle on ACC football. So, any ACC guys that come up, I probably definitely could give you a little bit of information on that. So just want to know what your thoughts are on that, man, and peace out, Raider Nation.
All right, good stuff right there from my man P.E. in North Carolina, Richard from Stockton, Monster Mash Ken, New York, and WAP, Raider Ray on vacation in Florida, and, of course, James in KC. Great stuff right there. Great way to start a new year and end the old year. 2018 is ghost. It's going to be gone. Hopefully everyone in Raider Nation has a safe and fun night tonight. Enjoy whatever you do with whoever you do it with. Be safe, and we'll talk to you in 2019. Yeah, I mean tomorrow. That's what it is. Until next time, Happy New Year, Raider Nation. Just win, baby.